Hi everyone, I'm Kanyuan from Indiana University, and I'm happy to be here to present this paper. This paper is done independently by Indiana University, and let's get started. So, this is a Coca-Cola, or you may call it Coke. Coke is a well-known code name for Coca-Cola, but it has another lesser known meaning, which refers to an illicit product, cocaine. As another example, blueberry also has an illicit meaning. It actually refers to a kind of marijuana that has the flavor of blueberry, according to the drug users. So one more example. So this is RAT, also known as remote access children. You must be very familiar with this concept because you are all security researchers. But do you still remember that RAT has an ordinary meaning to ordinary people? It means a kind of mouse. So such was as RAT blueberry. RAT blueberry and Coke are known as jargons. They have an ordinary meaning to ordinary people, but they have very different meaning to a small group of particular people, usually used in a very special occasion, such as they're used in the underground forums. In fact, those jargons are extensively used in the underground forums by a lot of cyber criminals for different reasons. And regardless of those reasons, they actually becomes an obstacle for the security researchers to understand those dark forums automatically or manually. So we are going to address this problem. Today I'm going to present this unsupervised tool called Count Reader, which is able to not only detect but also understand the dark jargons from the underground forums automatically. Let's begin with the detection. So the key idea of our detection is to investigate the semantics, the context of jargons. Since those communication traces are partially obfuscated in underground forums, so we cannot look into those keywords themselves because they're replaced with jargons. But luckily, not every word are replaced. So we still have the chance to investigate the context. And previous research has shown that context equal to semantics. So we can actually find useful clues of jargons from their context. Let's look at some example. So this is a jargon word, RAT. It was used in two different scenarios with two different meanings. The first one is used with the jargon meaning. In the context, we see some interesting words such as open source, rootkit, or implement. But one RAT is used normally with the meaning of mouse. The context shows some words like animal, therapy, or walking. This shows that we indeed can find this context difference when the same word are used with different semantics. Therefore, if a word is used as a dark jargon in the underground forum, its context in that forum should be different from that used in a legitimate communication traces. And this is how we are going to detect dark jargons. So we need a tool to extract the context information of the word and directly use this information to do the semantic comparison. So here comes the word2vector. Word2vector is a word embedding technique proposed by Thomas Mikloff in 2013. It's really cool. It uses a two-layer shallow neural network and to perform a fake task. The fake task is to predict the language model. So if you are not familiar with language model, you just think it's and the neural network is used to predict the context of the input word. The idea is pretty like the autoencoder. The first layer of neural network is used to extract features from the input corpus. And these features are then used by the second layer of neural network to reconstruct the original data, which is language model. So once the training is finished, we just ignore the language model part. We just ignore the second layer. And we use the features extracted by the first layer as the embedded vectors. And it shows really interesting. I mean, the embedded vectors show very interesting properties. One of the properties is that those vectors are comparable. Here we say two vectors are comparable. We mean that we can use the difference of the vector, for example, cosine distance of the vector, to estimate the semantic difference of the two input words. So this is very promising property, and it seems that we can already use this property to find the dark jargons. The idea is to do the differential analysis. So we have two corpora. One is from the dark underground forums, and one is from the benign forum, for example, Reddit. So we train two vector models with the two corpora, and thus we get two sets of vectors. So for each word appear in the dark corpora, it is associated with two vectors, each trained from one of the model. Then we can compare the cosine distance of the two vectors, and if the word does show different semantics in the two corpora, the vector should be very different, so we can see there is a large cosine distance. But there is one problem. Is the vector generated from the two separately trained word two vector models comparable? Because word two vector only guarantee that two vectors from the same model comparable, but there is no proof that it is comparable for two different models. So we are going to investigate with an experiment. So we replace the input corpora both with the small corpora textset, which is a subset of Wikipedia. So that means we train two models with the same corpora, the same corpus. So that's we get two sets of vectors. And since the corpus is the same, so each word should have exact same context in the two models. So that means the generated vectors should be same if we can use these vectors to do the semantic comparison. That means the cosine similarity of the two vectors should be close to one. However, our experiment shows that the cosine similarity is close to 0.5, which is far from one, indicating that we cannot use the original word two vector models for this cross corpus semantic comparison task. But we're still very close to our solution. We're still very close to our solution. We only need to tweak the origin model a little bit to suit for our task. And how to do that, we need to dig into the word to vector model a little bit. So here, let's see the prediction stage. And what is inputted with the one-hot encoding? That means its embedded vector, or its hidden layer state, is actually one row of its input layer's weight matrix W. And this embedded vector is later used to produce the final prediction value y. So y equals to h dot w prime, where w prime is the output layer's weight matrix. So one important point here is that w prime is actually shared by all the input word, while this h is specific to each different input word. So with that in mind, we are able to explain this model in very intuitively. So if two words have similar meanings, then they should probably have the similar context in the corpus. And if they have the similar context, then the model should generate the similar prediction. So the prediction is y equals h dot w prime, where w prime is shared by both boards. And we know the two y are equal. That means the two h are equal. So the embed vectors should be very similar to each other. That's why we can use the embed vector to do the estimation of the semantic difference of the two vectors. Now let's look at the two separate trained models. So we have four matrix here. And let's say if the two words have the same meanings in two different corpora. So they will have the same prediction values, y1 equals to y2. But we are interested in if h1 equals to h2. This actually depends on if w1 prime equal to w2 prime. And we find that w1 prime doesn't equal to w2 prime always, even though they are trained with the same corpus. There is some randomness introduced in the training process. Not to mention if the two models are trained with different corpora, then there's no guarantee that W1 prime would equal to W2 prime. So H1 doesn't equal to H2. That's why we cannot use two separate trained water vector model to do this cross-corpus semantic comparison task. But we find the key point is the output layer's weight matrix W prime. If we want to use this embed vector to do that semantic estimation, we need those vectors to be associated with the same output layer matrix W prime. And that leads to our solution. We want W prime to be shared by two corpora. So we keep the output layer intact, but we double the input layer. Then this model can accept two corpora as the input. One corpora is associated with the left part and then one associated with the right part. And thus, we get two input layer with matrix W1 and W2, which is equal to the two sets of embedded vectors we generated. And since the output layers with matrix are shared by W1 and W2, that means the output embedded vectors are mutually comparable. We further show that with a few experiments. The first experiment is the same experiment we did to the water vector, but we compared with our new semantic comparison model. We call it SCM. So we trained SCM with two identical corpora, text 8, and we show that the cosine similarity of the output vectors are close to the theoretic value 1. It has the mean value of 0.98. The second experiment is more like our final task to find the dark jargons. But we don't have the dark jargons in text 8 corpus, so we actually craft such jargons. To do that, we randomly pick 5 words from the text 8 corpus and replace them with 5 different words. For example, we replace all chemists with word Archie. Then we generate a new corpus, text 8 scene. So in this corpus, the word Archie has two meanings, just like those jargons. One meaning is its original meaning, Archie, and the other meaning is chemist. So we use text 8 as well as text 8 scene to train our SCM and generate the cosine similarity of the 5 word replacement. It shows that the cosine similarity of these words are very small compared with the other words, which has the mean value of 0.98, while those 5 word replacements usually have the similarity of 0.6 or 0.7 or 0.5. No, just 0.5 or 0.6. Finally, we use another example to show that our model generates the vectors with the same quality of the original word-to-vector model. So we train our model with text 8 plus and another dark corpus node, and we use the original word vector trained with the text8 only. And we make use of the evaluation code provided by Thomas Mikulov and compare the accuracy of the two models. So the accuracy is comparable, shows that we can generate comparable quality vectors as the original word vec. So now that we have proved that our model works, we can use this model to find the dark jargons. So there is a few implementation issues, and I don't have time to cover in the talk. So please refer to our paper to look at details. So the next step is to understand those dark jargons. So our idea is to find the hypernorm of those detected jargon words. In order to do that, we are going to leverage another interesting properties of word vector. So we find if we subtract the vector of man from the vector of king, the result will be similar to the subtraction of vector of woman from vector of king, of vector of queen, where man is the hypernorm of king and the woman is the hypernorm of queen. So a previous work makes use of such relation to find the hypernorm of the hypernorm of word, and we are going to leverage their work to find the hypernorm of dark jargons, and this is our idea of jargon understanding. Then we implement our tool and run it on four different corpora. The first is Silk Road. It's most famous for the drag transaction, and the other three is more technical. They're used to discuss like cyber criminal malwares, hacking techniques, and so on. From the four corpora, we extract 1.5 million communication traces containing 117 million words. From that, our system is able to extract 3,462 dark jargons, covering five categories of illicit products, such as drugs, weapons, and porns, and where drugs has the most number of jargon words. So we evaluate our system. It shows the precision of 0.91 and recall of 0.77. So we're going to use our tool. So we know that the DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, is maintaining a list of code name of drugs. And we run our system and we find that there are 600 of jargon words that are not contained by this list. Example of such words are mango or Cinderella or peas. They are all drugs, but they are not listed on the they are not recorded on the list. One possible reason is that those drugs, these code names of drugs, keeps evolving. As an example, we show that around 25 dark jargons emerges each month on hack forums from 2010 to 2013. So since those dark jargons keep evolving, it's very hard for people to maintain this list. And our tool can be used to maintain this list. And with that list, we can actually profile these dark forums. We are able to identify the key players in the ecosystem we can get more understanding of the ecosystem. Another interesting part of the dark jargons is where do people choose those dark jargons from? And we actually find that they choose from different categories. For example, fruit is one of the most common category of jargon sauce. Many of drugs are used fruit as their jargons. For example, lemons, blueberry, and mango, each indicating that this drug has the flavor of that fruit. There is others like animals or food. And interestingly, a lot of jargons associated with the associated with the malware, I use the name of the characters from mythology, such as Zeus, Loki, and Asna. we also have find that stock jargons appears in the benign forums. We find 675 communication traces on Reddit related to illicit activities using dark jargons. We also find that dark jargons can help us to find more black words, which are the words that has very dedicated meanings. They're only used by cyber criminals. We find 522 black words with the help of the jargons we discovered. And that's all my presentation. And thank you for listening. I'm happy to take your questions.
Yang Zhang, CISPA Germany. So for the most of the technique solution you propose is basically align the vectors trained about different corpora together, right, with word to vec. But however, in natural language processing, two words already propose similar method. You simply do is simply get the matrix, you simply do some linear transformation. So how, why your method, or can you compare your method with those methods?
I cannot hear you really clearly. Can you repeat your question?
Yes, so can you compare your method of this vector alignment with the method on natural language processing where you simply do some matrix factorization to somehow align the vector of same word train a different corpora together?
I'm not familiar with the technique you are talking about.
Ah, okay. We can take it offline. Yeah,
yeah, we can talk offline.
Hi, nice work. I was wondering, like, how do you measure the accuracy of the jargons you discovered? I remember in one slide you presented those accuracy numbers, but...
Oh, the accuracy is we randomly sampled the 200 of dark jargons we find, and we manually check this.
Okay.
Hi, Bolin Wong from UC Santa Barbara. So really interesting idea. So one thing I want to ask is how much data you need to teach the model to learn these jargons? Because there are other studies in, say, social media networks. They're talking about when there's censorship, people tend to evolve how they use different words to represent the same thing. I think this is also, it also applies here. So do you think your model can learn faster than, you know, how fast human can adapt to different words?
Actually, it relies on a large amount of data, in fact. But it's actually not just the amount. It's like how many different contexts a word appears in. That's more important. And we actually did some experiment I didn't show on the slides. But it shows that those dark jargons appears like... let me think about it. Yeah, if dark jargon shows like halfway with dark meanings and halfway with the original meanings, then we can detect it with like as low as 20 occurrence of the word. Yeah, if that answers your question.
All right, let's think on one more time.